Nolte, Melania film gaining steam in pre-sales could have best opening in decade. By John Nolte on January 29, 2026. The useless, corrupt, and far-left entertainment media have had a field day pointing and laughing at the box office prospects for Melania. The upcoming film about our fabulous First Lady that hits 1,500 screens this weekend. Well, as of today, it looks like the useless, corrupt, and far-left entertainment media is starting to sweat about eating crow over all those taunting headlines which cast it within their precious bubble, because Melania is gaining steam in pre-sales, admits the far-left deadline. With around $1 million indicating a $5M plus debut at 1,500 sites, potentially the best for a doc in a decade, besting Angel Studios After Death, $5 million. Comps are right-wing movies like Matt Walsh's Am I Racist? Which opened to $4.5 million in 2024 and finaled around $12 million in US-Canada. Wait. What? The middle thing, go back to the middle thing. Potentially the best for a doc in a decade. Not the best in a decade for a conservative documentary. They mean any documentary released over the last decade. Now, my usual caveats apply here. I do not make box office predictions. So, I am in no way predicting that Melania will be a success or a failure. No one is counting their chickens. My point is that the violent, intolerant haters who control 99% of the entertainment media are now worried about looking like the liars and fools all decent people know they are. The far-left Daily Beast, Melania doc officially on course for box office Armageddon. The far-left rap, Melania doc to sink at box office with $3 million opening. The far-left New Republic, Melania documentary flops as crew reveals behind-the-scenes chaos. The far-left Mediaite, Amazon is actually sinking whopping $75 million into Melania Trump documentary, box office looking dismal. Naturally, CNN LOL, polling guru predicts a humiliating opening box office for Melania documentary. Naturally, CNN LOL, stars dump on Melania movie's chances. Even Trump couldn't buy enough tickets to make it a hit. This flaming dick, Stephen Colbert roasts Melania Trump as First Lady's doc is set to flop, zero tickets sold. They should all know better. They do know better. But these are liars and propagandists, not reporters. They are deliberately, and without evidence, fabricating what they hope will be a self-fulfilling failure narrative, hoping that narrative will stop people from going to see a failure. And again, maybe the movie will crash. I don't know. But that's my point. Nobody knows, and now that we're on the eve of the release, the taste of crow is starting to form in certain mouths. The other thing is this. Context is important. Melania was produced primarily to stream on Amazon Prime, and everyone knows that all this talk about oh my god, Amazon spent $75 million on this, is pure horseshit. No one blinks an eye when these super wealthy streaming outlets drop $200 million on a piece of streaming-only content that was never meant to see the inside of a movie theater. Sure, it's nuts to spend that kind of money, but if you want a star in your movie, like an Eddie Murphy or Ben Affleck or whoever, you're gonna drop $200 million. In that context, spending $75 million to attract the biggest superstars on the planet, Donald, and Melania Trump, is a pretty shrewd investment. Oh, my. Will you look at this? John Nolte's first and last novel Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.